So this is another one that kind of surprised me when I saw the faculty answers, because, you know, this issue of, can you see hyper or accelerated progression? You start a checkpoint inhibitor, and then the tumor, you believe, accelerates because of it. Of course, it's difficult to determine, is that the natural history or not? And also pseudoprogression. You start a checkpoint inhibitor, the tumor grows, you see new lesion, and then they respond. I hear a lot of skepticism outside of you all about that, but yet, sounds like, Dave, do you think either one of these things occur with GYN cancer?
You know, I'm not sure about the hyper-accelerated progression. I think that we see people who have accelerated progression not infrequently. The pseudo-progression is real, but it's a small percent. It's less than 5%. And I think the most common time I see it is with new lung lesions. You have these really small lung lesions, you have this lymphocyte response, and then they pop up. That's the most common times I've seen it, which again is very rare.
I hear a lot about that in renal for some reason. I don't know if it's because it's sort of an immune tumor. Matt, the mantra that we've been hearing from the melanoma people going back at least 5 years is, if it looks like the patient's progressing but they're clinically stable, keep going.
Exactly.
Is that the way you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Sit back and wait and reassure the patient. Let him know up front that we may see this in the first few cycles. We're not going to get excited. It's good to pre-warn the patient.
But I would say I would pre-warn the patient that the chance that pseudoprogression is 5% and the chance it's real progression is 95%. So yeah. My counsel is a little bit different, where I say, this is probably real, but you're otherwise doing well, you're not symptomatic, let's give this a couple more cycles.
Again, at least, I don't know, in renal, it's not uncommon to see a patient then respond who looks like they're progressing. I don't know if it's isolated to renal or not.